Hey girl, welcome to Christian Girls Pop. My name is Stephanie Bright and I'm the founder of this girls group as well as your host for the podcast. Around here we are all about purpose, obedience, and prayer. That's what makes us pop. You're guaranteed to laugh, cry, learn, grow, and most importantly, become more like Jesus. We're going to rock this thing out and we're going to have fun doing it. You ready? Let's go. Hey girl, and welcome back to another episode of Christian Girls Pop. Welcome back to the fall season. So excited to be back with you guys. I have missed y'all. If you've been rocking with me for a while, you know that this is the very first time that I've taken a podcast break. And it was kind of weird, like not recording episodes each week. And it was good. I got a lot of rest. I got to refresh. The ministry's made some shifts since then. I'm going to talk to y'all about that. And there's just been a lot of cool things that have happened that I'm going to catch y'all up on. But like, hi guys, welcome back. We are back in business and I'm excited for this season. Now, if you are just here and you're new to the show, you're like, who is this chick and why is she screaming? Why is she excited? Well, if you don't know, I have never taken a podcast season break. In all my years of doing the podcast, we always just go all year long. And so it was so weird taking a break this time, but it was much needed. It was God ordained. And I'm excited to tell you a little bit about what happened during the break. But if you're new here, let me just tell you a little bit about myself first. So I'm Stephanie. I'm the founder of Christian Girls Pop. And Christian Girls Pop was actually founded on a college campus, unbeknownst to me, actually. I founded it originally by doing Bible studies on my college campus for 3 years. And once I graduated, I thought, since I'm done, I'm leaving, the Bible studies are done. That was just a cool time in my life and we're just going to move on. I went to work as a nurse and I worked as a nurse for 4 years, but I also launched Christian Girls Pop in that time as well online. And that I launched online in 2018, started Bible studies in 2015. So technically that's when the ministry began, but officially like as a name under Christian Girls Pop, it was launched in 2018 and y'all, we've been rocking ever since, 5 years strong, and we have just grown and, you know, we're on to the next thing every time. There's always something new, on to the next level, and that's how it should be. If things stay the same for 10 years, that kind of sucks, right? Like there should always be growth, there should always be movement, and so that's where we are. Christian Girls Pop, as you heard in the intro, stands for purpose, obedience, and prayer. And those are some of the foundational principles for the ministry. And that is a little bit about who we are and a little bit about me. I'm 26. I live in Houston. I tell people that tacos are my love language because they are. And it's a thing. Okay. Got it. Cool. So yeah, I love tacos so much. My actual love language is like acts of service, I think. And I'm bilingual. I'm fluent in Spanish as well. I have 3 younger siblings. As I mentioned, I used to be a nurse. I worked as a nurse for 4 years before going into full-time ministry in 2022. And I've been single for 10 years. So I love talking about that. And yeah, that's just a little bit about me. There's a whole lot more to my story and my testimony. You can scroll back through some of the content and hear some of that. I'm a preacher's kid, grew up in church, lived a crazy life for a while, came back to the Lord. He's renewed me. I've been rocking with Jesus for 10 years now, and it's just an amazing journey that I'm on, and I'm glad that I get to bring y'all along with me. So that's a little bit about me. That's a little bit about who I am. Now let's talk about this content for the fall season. And so this is actually a really big announcement that I have. So from here on out, Christian Girls Pop will actually be focused on college students. So before you start pausing me and turning me off and being mad, hear me out and hear me well. Okay. So as I mentioned, Christian Girls Pop started on a college campus and the long-term vision for this ministry has always been for Bible studies to be held on college campuses, which has begun. If you don't know, I do Bible studies at TSU. Texas Southern University. And if you're at that campus, I'd love to meet with you and have you join my Bible study. So you can hit me up, christianghostpop@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on social media. I'd love to connect with you.
But that's always been the long-term vision and goal. And so I wanted to share that with you, that that is where Christian Girls Pop is headed, is that we will be launching and doing Bible studies on college campuses across the nation and one day across the world. I'd actually love for y'all to partner with me in that when the time comes. So stay tuned for that as the months and years go by. And I'd love for y'all to be a part of that vision and that mission. But that's always been the long-term goal for Christian Girls Pop. And my heart is for college-age students. I've told y'all that before if you've been listening to the podcast. And my reason for it is because in college, you're making a lot of big decisions. You're making a lot of choices that really affect and impact the rest of your life. A lot of people find the person that they're going to marry while they're in college. They settle their degree, which can set them up for the next 20, 30 years of work, as long as they're, you know, in a stable environment. And so there's so many other decisions that you're making, who your friends will be. I mean, down to like what classes you'll take, what your major is. There's so many things that are being decided. And along with that is your faith. Now you're out of the house. You don't have to go to church like your parents maybe have taken you to church for the past 18 years. And so because of that, your faith is now in your hands. And it's like, okay, so what does that look like now? So with that, there's a lot of things that are now on you. It's up to you to be the one to decide. So that's always been my heart. I tell people that college is such a transitional time. There's a lot of big decisions being made, and your faith is one of them. And if you can get rooted in Christ while you're in college, that will absolutely change the trajectory of your life. I know it changed mine. It changed a lot of the lives of the women that I discipled or that were in my Bible studies. And I know that it can do the same for you too. And so that's my heart, is for college students to get rooted in the Word of God, rooted in their faith, so that they will live a life that blooms from those roots that are planted in college. So with that being said, as I mentioned, from here on out, Christian Girls Pop, the content, any events and stuff that we're hosting, they will be focused for college age students. Now, if you're younger and you're getting ready for college, I absolutely recommend that you stay here and you listen to all the content. If you're in college, obviously hang out with me, girl, or share it with your friends too, so that y'all can all listen. And maybe even out of college, and you can just relate to the stuff, like, yes, for sure. I definitely encourage y'all to listen. Now, if you're not in college, if don't feel like, oh my gosh, like I need to go find another ministry, I need to go find something else, right? Sometimes that is a case. I'm not stopping you, whatever. Hey, you know, you do you, boo. But I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, like she's just kicking us to the curb. Like, what about all the people that aren't in college? So I want to let you know that I also will be still doing plenty of ministry stuff, but it will just be on a personal platform outside of Christian Girls Pop, so that I can focus on Christian Girls Pop solely and wholly being for college aged women, for college campuses. So all the content moving forward is going to be focused on college students. So the fall season, the content theme is college knowledge. So all season long, we'll be talking about different elements of being in college and all the things that go along with that. We're going to have some cool guest speakers come on and share their testimonies and their stories as well. So be on the lookout for all the things that are involved there. But I did want to make that big announcement, because I know that some of y'all have been rocking with me over the years for different reasons. You came along and, you know, you found the platform from different reasons. And so I wanted to give you a heads up before you started hearing the content. And it's like, what is this all about? So that is the vision moving forward. I'm very excited to be really just focusing on college age students. Like I said, there's so much back content that's already been recorded, and I really encourage you to check those out too. In 2021, I did Back to the Basics. And so that's a full year of just like the basics of Christianity and all the different themes to know there. I've done a lot of content over the years. So there's plenty, I'm telling y'all, plenty of stuff to go back and listen to. And so I definitely encourage that. And also be on the lookout. So like I said, I will be moving some of my ministry stuff to a personal platform, and everything will just be under my name, Stephanie Bright. And so that's how you'll be able to find me. You can go ahead and reach me and find me now on Instagram. I never really shared my personal Instagram on here, but I'll share it now that I'm making a shift. My personal Instagram is Steph D Bright. So it's S-T-E-P-H D as in dog, Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T. And That's where you'll be seeing some of the ministry from a personal standpoint. That's where that will come from. Or that's where you'll see some of that content being posted. I also have a website coming out very, very, very soon. And so I will keep you updated when that drops as well. And my main reason behind this, I'm always pretty open and transparent. I want to share this with y'all. I don't want to put all the things that God has given me, all the purposes, all the passions, all the gifts, all the talents, all the skills under Christian Girls Pop, because they're not all meant for that one thing, right? And I don't want to limit myself, and I definitely don't want to limit God to what he wants to do in my life. And so I don't want it to be where I'm trying to force everything in this one box. It's like, hey, no, just go get a new box. You know, I know, like, if you've ever thought about moving a house, right? You're trying to pack everything up, and maybe you're trying to pack your whole room into one box. And that's kind of hard, right? You got memories from high school or college, or, you know, you have clothes, you have shoes, you have this, you have that. Everything's not going to fit into one box. And so instead of trying to put everything into that one box, just because it's all yours, you put it in different boxes and just label it accordingly. So that's all that's happening right now, is that I am dispersing all the things that God is wanting to do in my life, and I'm putting it in different boxes. Or I don't even want to say a box, because that's just limiting, right? But, like, I'm spreading my wings. I'm letting myself not just be under one ministry. Christian Girls Pop, obviously, still going to be rocking out. That's my heart. That's my baby. I will obviously always be rocking with Christian Girls Pop, but also expanding my horizon to be able to do other things as well. So that's where you can reach me, stephaniebright.com. I also will be launching a YouTube channel very, very soon, and you can find me there. And that'll be a way for you to be able to still get all the content, still get videos, still get stuff like that. But it won't be under Christian Girls Pop. Now, as of now, I don't think I'll be doing any personal podcast, like on a personal ministry, like any other podcast channel. If that changes, I'll let y'all know, all right? I'll be posting about it. But as of now, the only podcast that I'll have will be Christian Girls Pop, but all the other ministry stuff, I'm going to be doing a lot of stuff on the YouTube channel for my own personal, like under Stephanie Bright. So make sure to just check out all the things that are happening. I know that's like a big change, right? And that is why God had me take a break this summer, so that he could kind of just really shift some things around and really rearrange things. And so I don't think that would have happened if I had still just been rocking strong all throughout the year without taking that sabbatical. And so, hey, that's a little encouragement there to take a break when you need to. Don't feel like you need to just plow through everything, because that in that break, in that rest time, that's when a lot of cool things can happen. And so that is what we got going on now. So College Knowledge is the content that will be happening for the fall season. I already got 2024's content planned, and I'm excited. There's so much cool stuff that's going to be happening. The Lord is already doing so much, and I'm excited to just bring y'all along with me for that. So with that being said, don't ever feel like you can never reach out. You can always reach out, christiangirlspop@gmail.com. You can hit me up like through the website, stephaniebright.com. You can email me there. There's just so many ways that you can still be in contact. I would still love to pray for you. If you're on the Instagram or in the Facebook page, definitely still hang out there. You know, I'd love to continue to pray for you. We have a really cool community there. Everybody's welcome to stay a part. I'm just opening and expanding my horizons to invite more people to be able to reach more of the world with Jesus. And just, hey, I always tell people I get to introduce people to Jesus, and that's what I'm trying to do. And just the more people, the better. So that is a little bit of the transition that's happening for Christian Girls Pop. And thanks for hearing me out. And go ahead and swipe to the next episode. The first episode is available for you today. Thank y'all so much. Love you guys so much. And as always, remember, Jesus already loves you so much. Don't you ever forget that.